There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to call me with whatever it is that's on your mind today, because whatever it is, regardless of when you hear the program or what day you hear the program, or if you're listening on podcast, someone said to me, well, what's your theme? And I said, we don't really have themes. So I'll talk about what's going on in the world that particular day. But the program is really dependent on you guys and your responses. Let me just tell you a little bit about what's going on in history today, just because it is National Toilet Paper Day. more people would take toilet paper to a desert island than would take food, so there you go. And there's a toilet paper encyclopedia, none of which I knew. I mean, I knew about toilet paper. All right, in 1498, Michelangelo was commissioned to carve the Pietà. How would they know that was this day? Well, maybe he had better records than I think he does. In 1748, the first Lutheran denomination in North America, the Pennsylvania Ministerium, was founded in Philadelphia. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I did not either. In 1768, James Cook set sails from England on HMS Endeavour. There we go. In 1789, the Declaration of the Rights of Man and of the Citizen is approved by the National Constituent Assembly of France. Never mind. 1791, John Fitch is granted a United States patent for the steamboat. We think of Fulton as being the steamboat, right? I do. Apparently Fitch. 1920, as we mentioned before, the 19th Amendment takes effect, giving women the right to vote. In 1970, the then-new feminist movement, led by Betty Friedan, leads a nationwide woman strike for equality. Jeez Louise, it's hard to believe that that was really, 45 years ago? The discrepancy between income is actually worse than it was, but I think a lot of things that we take that were new then, we take for granted, which is women working, birth control. I guess women voting, although women have been voting, obviously, for a while. In 1977, the Charter of the French Language is adopted by the National Assembly of Quebec. And in 1978, Sigmund Jahn became the first German cosmonaut on Soyuz 31. So there you go. So kind of an interesting day in history. So we got thousands of volunteers to become firefighters in Washington State. I've always wondered, I've always thought that being a volunteer fire person would be sort of a great idea, except if you've ever been near a raging fire, it is truly a terrifying thing. I mean, there's just something basically just, I think that human beings in general, inherently fearful of fire.
Do you know,
it should be.
When I was a reporter in Montana, I got the chance to kind of tag along with some firefighter training. They were training their volunteer firefighters, and they had this demo trailer that they would set on fire, and I got to don the gear and go in.
Wow.
To the structure, and it was wild. Holy mackerel.
It's a very scary thing.
It's really surreal. I mean, obviously, I was fully safe and surrounded by trained firefighters, but, there's the kind of instinctual, like, this is not a good situation, that you get.
Yes, run, leaving is a good idea. Yeah, mm-hmm. No, I agree. It's a very, very scary thing. And I think atavistically that we know to avoid it. So I agree. It's just one of those things. So I think firefighters, people who voluntarily go into that situation, are true heroes. I really do think. I guess I define heroism as anybody who will do something willingly that I'm basically unwilling to do. So what can I tell you? 855-993-7569. All right, we're looking at at the day in history. Also, some Facebook stuff that you guys have dealt with. I'm just trying to think what will be the most appropriate thing for us to start with at this moment. I will tell you about theater. There's I saw Hamilton, and I will actually review it for you a little bit later. They're apparently Burger King to McDonald's. Let's make a McWhopper. I don't even know what that means. Do you know what that means? Let's see what they're saying. Burger King to McDonald's. Let's make a McWhopper. They're talking about doing it together. Well, that gives possibility of world peace.
World peace.
A day of peace, truce burger. I mean, a photo provided by Burger King shows a McWhopper. Burger King says it's calling for a truce with McDonald's so they can create a mashup of their most famous burgers, the Big Mac and the Whopper. Burger King is tying the publicity sent to a nonprofit called Peace One Day, which it promotes Peace Day. I'd be in favor of that, wouldn't you?
Sure.
They say it's not what the UN had in mind, but they're going to do a McWhopper. A truce with McDonald's. Serve the concoction for a single day at a pop-up location in Atlanta, a point midway between the headquarters of the two chains. Peace One Day. The United Nations created the International Day of Peace in 1981 to coincide with its annual opening session in September. It then designated September 21st as the annual Day of Nonviolence and Ceasefire in 2001. In a response posted on its Facebook page, McDonald's CEO Steve Easterbrook said the proposal was inspiration for a good cause. He thinks the two companies could do something bigger to make a difference. Then he took a dig at the play by Burger King. Steve, let's acknowledge that between us, there is simply a friendly business competition, certainly not the unequaled circumstances of the real pain and suffering of war. Oh, come on. P.S., a simple phone call will do next time. Oh, come on. Steve!
I took the fun out of that.
Yeah, the proposed mashup would include elements of each, such as a flame-broiled beef patty and a middle bun. It's open to discussing the proposal, but the details would have to be worked out in time for Peace Day. Proposals like McWhopper make noise, Burger King says in a video on the site. The ads asking McDonald's about the proposal were to run Wednesday in the New York Times and the Chicago Tribune, the latter of which is based near McDonald's headquarters in Oak Brook, Illinois. Burger King is based in Miami, is owned by Restaurant Brands International, which also owns Tim Hortons. I mean, yeah, come on, guys. Let's put on Facebook what other mashups would you be in favor of for Peace Day?
Okay.
They don't necessarily have to do with food, but they could. A third of millennials whip out their cell phones in public for no particular reason. All you have to do is be on the subway. I mean, it's not no particular reason. They're checking their emails or they're checking the time. It's just their sort of not very good reasons. All right, the government surprisingly detailed this description of what qualifies as mayonnaise. That's a good one. And somebody sent me an email that said that I said that mayonnaise would spoil. And no, that isn't what I said. I said that mayonnaise was the perfect medium for bacterial growth. So let's see what they're saying mayonnaise is. They said a vegan friendly Just Mayo is mislabeling its product. They relied on a decades-old government description of what actually qualifies as mayonnaise. They said you can't use the word mayo, and the image of an egg may be misleading. They may believe that the products are the standardized food mayonnaise. Just Mayo implies the product is real mayonnaise, which does not meet the definition. Let's see what the definition. It doesn't contain eggs. Additional ingredients that are not permitted by the standard of identity for mayonnaise, such as modified food starch. All right. It turns out that there's a Code of Federal Regulations, Title 21, Chapter I, Subchapter B, Part 169, Subpart B. It turns out that there are 430 words to describe mayonnaise, including not less than 65% by weight of vegetable oil, vinegar, any vinegar diluted, not less than 2.5% by weight of lemon juice or lime juice, eggs, liquid egg yolks, frozen egg yolks, dried egg yolks, and so it goes. All right, you can't have saffron or turmeric in it. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. So we were talking about restaurants today, and we were talking about the fact that in Seattle, a number of restaurants are now adding a service charge, which is a very common phenomenon in Europe, where they just add service. It's just added on, so there's no tipping. And it's one of the issues that comes up sometimes with a lot of tourists, because they're used to just assuming that the tip and the tax are included. And so a lot of wait staff gets stiffed in the United States by tourists, which doesn't make anybody very happy. So because of the increase in minimum wage, a couple of restaurants in Seattle are just going to no tipping and putting a 20% service charge on. And the idea is several fold. First of all, to offset a mandatory offset of the increased wages that they're paying, but also as a way of trying to equalize the fact that the back staff doesn't get paid as much as the front people in the front of the restaurant because they don't get tips. And so it's a way of kind of equalizing it. So we asked people, what do they think about tipping? What do you think about tipping, Trevor? You were talking about the line in Reservoir Dogs where there's a big argument about tipping, which we can't play on the air because it's obscene.
No,
we're
not. Yes, it is.
But people can go and watch Reservoir Dogs, which is
the
kind of a seed movie anyway. Yeah.
Right.
All right. So what do you think about tipping?
What I think about tipping is kind of what I think about with respect to most things in life, which is you get what you pay for. And I think people just got to know that going into it. You know, if restaurants aren't paying their people a proper wage and, you know, people who patrons aren't subsidizing their wage, kind of just you're going to get poor service, you know? I mean, these people work extremely
hard. That's one of the questions.
Yeah.
Well, but they're getting paid more than they were, even though it's still not a huge amount of money, number one. Number two, the idea being that the people in the back are working presumably just as hard and making less money. So
true, though, having worked in a restaurant and having worked mostly in the back, I really don't begrudge the wait staff their kind of bump because of the fact that they had to interface with the customers, and that's
I was
probably
gonna say
the
exactly
toughest
that.
Part of the deal. You
exactly.
know, dealing with people and kind of fulfilling their needs and having a smile on their face as they do it, I got to say, is a heck of a lot tougher than washing dishes or, I mean, you know, I think everybody should be getting paid, and the more you pay somebody, the better kind of outcome you're going to have. But ultimately, I see tipping as a positive force, and it would be interesting to see what happens if it does end up going away in a lot of places.
You know, it is going to be interesting to see. As I said, there's already the model for it, which is the European model, which is that's already what's going on there. And I'm not sure it's for the same reason, but it
right.
is that's that if you go to Europe, you don't tip. You get a service charge, which is usually about 20%.
Yeah.
All righty. So let's see what other. So I'm trying to think. I mean, the thing about a tip is it seems to me that it's always. I mean, in theory, tip was to ensure prompt service. That's what the word means in theory. So the question is. Will you still get good service? And my answer would be, look, if the service is good, you can tip somebody more if you want. I mean, but this is sort of an acknowledgement that, you know, that people deserve to have a living wage. And as I said, you know, I think you're not wrong about saying that dealing with the public is a little more complicated than dealing with not having to deal with the public, so. But still, what can I tell you? I mean,
yeah, I mean, I worked at a coffee shop as well, and it's just like, you know, those kind and loyal customers that would come in and throw a buck in our jar, you know, made up for the people that were rude and would answer, hey,
yeah.
How are you with, you know, black coffee, you know, that kind of thing. So
yeah.
It's just a matter of. I think tipping seems to me that it kind of developed organically as a way to kind of reward people and encourage people to do a good job. And restaurant owners probably took advantage of the fact that we have tips in our society in order to kind of excuse paying their people.
Well, I think that's true.
You know?
You're absolutely right about that.
So if tipping goes away, I think tipping will probably come back, you know, because it seems like an organic thing.
So you think that they'll even if they do put the service charge on it, that it won't work, or that it'll be an addition? What do you?
Well, I'm thinking that even if they do kind of put a service charge on there, you know, people will still tip a super outstanding. It'll be like it'll kind of get diluted, probably how it got. You know, they'll tip a really outstanding server, but then it'll kind of become customary again, or I don't know. Maybe that's a stretch, but that's my hypothesis.
Well, yeah, and I think as Steve Buscemi points out that some people are going to tip and some people aren't, And that, and as you point out as well, that it's that there are people who sort of are going to follow the rules. There are probably ways of reporting. I mean, it's going to be an interesting transition, but I think you're probably right. I think that there will be service charges, or the other way of doing it is just increase the price of food, of whatever the issues are on the menu, and then pay the back staff better. Because, you know, I agree with you. Tipping seems to be a peculiarly American but beloved transition. All right.
Yeah. Let's see what other people have to say. We have Alan first, who says, Dr. Joy, I've always wanted to ask your views on tipping. I always tip at least $2. If I was at a restaurant, I have to feel like I was treated special to tip more.
I think $2 depends. If it's a $50 tab, I think $2 is not very much.
Yeah, that'd be pretty
cheap. If it's a dollar tab, then $2 is kind of over tipping. So I think it really, the way that most of us do around here, just unless it's if it's terrible, then I will. I've done a couple of things. I've never stiffed anybody, but I've left a very minor tip of saying, this was a problem. When it's extraordinary. My usual tip is just double the tax, which is, I think here it's 8.25, so that's 16.5%, which is halfway between 15 and 20%. If it's extraordinary, I'll tip 20, sometimes more than that, and I will quite often find the maitre d' and tell them how good the service was. So, because I agree with you, I worked as a soda jerkette, and I never worked in a fancy restaurant because by the time I was old enough to serve liquor, I already had my PhD, basically. That isn't quite true. I almost had my PhD. I think I was a year or two away from it. But I was in graduate school and working in a real job. But I worked through high school as a soda jerkette and was incredibly thrilled when anybody gave me a buck or two. So, again, I think the amount of money is really dependent on what the total check is.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Yeah, absolutely. Roy says, tipping is part of society. Waiters and waitresses make less than minimum wage because of tipping.
Yeah.
They're often taxed as though they receive a certain amount, even if they have not, 15 to 20%. If you eat at a restaurant, you should figure in the tip to see if you can afford to eat there. Lots of people are clueless about tipping, apparently.
Well, I think, not only figuring, you have to figure that by the time you put tax and tip in, you're talking about another 25%, which is a quarter of whatever you spent. So it can be a significant amount of money, and you're right. And I think even when I was babysitting, what I realized is that tipping had nothing to do with the finances of the person who was tipping or not tipping, and it had to do with their head and their heart. Okay, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. We're talking about tipping, and I think it gets a little more complicated than you think it is. And Trevor and I were talking, and he said, can we talk about it with somebody else? And I said, yeah, but that doesn't make any sense. That Trevor was just sharing with us, which I think is very appropriate, that as a barista, that he thought it was really cool when somebody would tip him, what, a buck? Is that primarily what it was? Or
yeah,
the change,
usually.
The leftover change, yeah.
Yep.
And he said, and people, what about tipping a McDonald's? And he said, well, they don't really, anything at a counter, in theory, they're not really having, they don't have to walk, they don't have to, I mean, they don't, in theory, they don't have to write anything down, it just goes directly in the computer. So he said they shouldn't be tipped because it's at a counter. And I said, what's the difference between that and being a barista? So we're having a little bit of attitude readjustment here.
But I had a thought just now.
Oh, good. This is going to be good. I'm waiting for
it.
Go ahead.
Maybe it's not that good. But it's, I think it's maybe just the culture of McDonald's, maybe, because I would totally tip at an independent burger joint with a similar kind of setup, just a counter kind of thing, you know.
So wait a minute. So if you went to Burger King, you would tip?
Well, no, if I went to, Snuffy's in St. Paul, they're a burger joint, And,
okay, see, I don't know about that. It sounds like something you do when you have a cold, but go ahead.
Yeah, it's kind of a silly name. But, you know, because they have a tip jar, and it's a quarter or a counter kind of service situation, but I would totally tip there. So I think it's maybe less about the level of service and more about the establishment itself and the culture kind of surrounding
it. So what about
experience.
A pizza joint?
If it was Pizza Hut, probably wouldn't tip, but we do tip our delivery drivers. I mean, definitely tip
the Domino's
guy.
Well, but delivery is a different issue.
That's true.
Yeah.
But if I was, like, getting a slice from a small joint somewhere, I would probably, if they had a jar for it, throw in a buck.
Huh. So the issue for you is jars? I mean, I'm not being facetious. I'm just saying that if they have a jar,
yeah.
That's the culture.
Yeah, you know? Maybe even if McDonald's had a jar and was like, hey, we're trying, you know, tip us. Probably would. Probably
you know,
would.
I'll tell you, all right, I just had the counter argument for a moment, and I'm not sure how heavily invested I am in it. The implication being, let me just for a moment sort of do the devil's advocate about tipping. I would never expect to be tipped for the work I do. You know, I do a good job because it's my self-image, and you could say, well, being a shrink is really different than being a waitress. But, you know, it would seem to me that where do you stop it? That is someone in a restaurant who's serving your food, they're basically doing their job. And somebody at Starbucks or McDonald's, they're basically doing their job. Now, if they're not being paid enough, I think what we need to do is talk with the owner, the manager. But I think sort of putting a tip jar there, I find sometimes offensive because I'm thinking, why am I tipping someone for taking my order? I mean, if they don't take my order, they don't get the business. So what would tipping mean in this particular case?
That is that's a good point, but I think maybe my counter to that counter is that it's something that developed to kind of solve a tricky relationship, the tricky relationship between servers and patrons, where sometimes there are bad patrons who are not very kind to servers, and it's kind of just a way to lubricate that relationship and make it easier for servers to do their job. Maybe it's
well, but,
kind of
but I don't
good,
think
good.
I don't think money should be the reason that you do your. I mean, certainly, look, getting paid. But you know, look, I've had this argument, believe it or not, when I feed the homeless, that I've really taken people to task when they are not incredibly polite. I'm saying, look, if you're going to feed homeless people, what you have to do is treat them with the same respect that you would if you were waiting tables at the Ritz, which means you serve from, what is it, the left and clear from the right or whatever it is, and you offer them refills on whatever they're drinking, and you make sure you check back to make sure they're okay, because otherwise what you're doing is meaningless, because what we're trying to do is not only feed somebody to fill their stomach, but to treat them with dignity and respect. And if you can't do that, clear out. And it would seem to me that we've kind of lost that notion that the only reason that somebody would treat you with dignity and respect at a restaurant is because they expect to be compensated for it. You know, there's something sort of upsetting about that, and I think a tip jar says that. It says, you know, I think there's something vaguely unsavory about it and counterproductive to the idea of saying thank you to somebody or writing a good recommendation or telling the manager they did a good job or a bad job. But the idea of saying the only way that we could say to somebody good job is to get them money. And it seems to me that their employer should be doing that, should be paying them. I think we tip not because we're saying it's a good job, but because we're acknowledging that people aren't getting paid enough. And I'd rather deal with a source, because otherwise it makes people, it's charity. You know, that's what it comes down to. It's charity. And I think charity always feels better to the donor than the recipient. I think it's demeaning to the recipient. So there, which I hadn't actually thought about till this very moment. So I guess I can't expect very good service. And I do tip. You know, it's not that I don't. It's just that there's something, I think, demeaning about the process that says, you know, I'm going to give you money for doing your job. So there. All right, let's see what other people have said.
All right. Lorraine says, I always tip at the 20% level. It's only fair to the hardworking servers. However, I often wonder why restaurant owners get away with paying such low wages. If one works in a grocery store, department store, or many other jobs, they are paid a minimum wage or more.
Yep. Yeah. I agree. I think that it's a conspiracy of which we have all inadvertently become participants. Because, exactly, you don't tip somebody at the supermarket who's helped you. You don't tip somebody at Macy's. You don't tip somebody, I'm trying to think of some other examples, but you certainly don't tip anybody at your doctor's office. You don't tip your accountant. You certainly don't tip your psychologist. What can I tell you? All right, let's keep going. I think it's a little more complicated economically. I think that restaurant, I'd rather pay more for a meal and feel that the person who was there was going to treat me well because that's their job. And that if I wanted to give them something in addition, hairdressers, same issue. Manicurists, I mean, it's a huge, big issue here because manicurists, it turns out, And some places the only thing they get is tips, and so you feel a responsibility that I think should much more appropriately be with the owner. Mm-hmm. Massages, all sorts of things. So, all right, let's keep going.
All right, where was I? Oh. Christine says,
I may have to start tipping my my producers.
To ensure paying attention. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Christine says, I was a waitress for many years, and I'm against tipping. Tips should be included in the entree price as they do in Germany. I shouldn't have to worry about what percentage I might get. Let me sell the products I have to work with.
See, I'm with her. I really am. I think that's a completely different kind of way of looking at it. And it's interesting that as a waitress she feels that way. And, you know, I haven't been to Europe for a while, but that's not true. I was in Spain a couple of years ago. I'm trying to remember in Israel. I think I didn't pay for most of the meals, and I have no idea what the tip. If I had to guess, I would guess that you don't tip in Israel, but I don't know that for a fact. I just know in Europe that you paid you paid a service charge rather than tipping. So people didn't have to worry about sucking up or anything else. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Should we finish up tipping?
Yeah, we can keep going.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, let's see. Annie says, I tip 20% if dining in. I'm interested in finding out if it's appropriate to tip for takeout. For instance, when I order pizza, there's a line for a tip if paying with a card. This is when I go to the business to pick it up, not delivered. I'm happy you asked this question. I've been wondering for a while. Thanks.
Well, you're welcome. And you know, every year they put out sort of around Christmas time in particular, they put out, you know, what's appropriate because Christmas time, do you tip your mailman, which I find offensive, to be quite honest, that I think it takes it from kind of a professional job to a non-professional job. And there certainly are professional waiters. But, you know, I just the whole thing about tipping, I think, gets very, very squeamish, and also tipping doormen, tipping for cabs, and for cabs, what they do now is because you can now pay for, at least around here, with a credit card, which is great, but it will tell you a suggested tip of either 15, 18, or 20%, and sometimes I've had cab drivers that were fantastic. And I have had ones that took me the long way around, thinking I was a tourist. It's a little hard to get very enthusiastic about tipping somebody who's just ripped you off. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
My name's Clyde, age 59, now reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. We're talking about what's turned out to be a little more complicated than we might have guessed at first blush, which is the whole issue of tipping. And that it's a little more complicated. First of all, I think by definition it designates somebody as a lower status than a professional job. Because you don't, we went through all the people that you don't tip professionally, and then I think people like hairdressers and masseuses fall into that kind of gray area. But you wouldn't tip your doctor. You wouldn't, you know, we don't have to go through the whole list again. But the point being, I think it's a statement of of lower status, number one. Number two, I think that it's that it bespeaks charity on some level, which I don't think is exactly what we meant to do. And the implication being that if you don't pay it, that you're not going to get good service. So I think it's a little more complicated than we think it is, folks. All right, let's see what else people have got.
All right, let's see. We got Aaron, who says, when I was in university, I worked in Switzerland as a waitress. Oh, I see. I just spelled it. Waitress in a fancy hotel. It said Service einbegriffen. Service included on the menu, so no tips. The hotel kept all the money. I never received a cent. If you give management control of workers' tips, the workers will receive $0 or a small percentage. When have you ever seen someone hand over money if they can get away with keeping it? Service included is simply a justification for restaurants to raise prices, i.e. inflation. Wait staff will be just much worse off.
All right, so what this person is saying, as opposed to other person, is that they are in favor of tips.
Yeah, as kind of a checks and balances against the restaurateurs to make sure that wait staff is getting paid well.
Well, but I think the wait staff should be being paid well. So
right.
All right.
I guess there's never a guarantee against your employer not doing a good job reimbursing people for their time.
Well, except I suppose to do a good job and then go to your employer and say, listen, I really like working here, but I need to make more money. I'm making you a lot of money, and I don't know, the same way that you go to anybody for a raise, any job.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Ella says, Ella gives Dr. Joy 25%. Thank you for everything.
You're welcome. And I know, checks in the mail, right?
Yeah. Andrea says, I think you have to work in the industry to understand how hard it is and the little money per hour. Everyone should work as a waiter or waitress for 1 year and have them answer that question. Yes, you should tip for service.
Well, but see, look, I have, and I'm not in any way denying that it's a difficult job. I'm not in any way sort of offsetting anybody's notion that it's not worthwhile. I'm just saying that you should be compensated for it, and you should be compensated from get-go, not being dependent on the largesse, which essentially is charity, of your customers, because that's chancy. I don't think your income should be based on sucking up or somebody liking you or not liking you or having, budgeted enough money to pay you. I think that you should get that money up front and be able to count on it.
Mm-hmm. And I think it kind of speaks to how we've kind of stratified different levels of jobs, culturally in this country. You know, there's jobs we tip and they're not really considered professionals, or it's not considered a profession or a kind of admirable work. And then, like we point out, you don't tip your lawyer or your doctor.
Yeah.
So it really speaks to a judgment, social.
Well, it is. I do. I think it's a lower status job. And the idea being that, for a lot of us, it was a transition job. It was, but there are people for whom it's a profession. And, I just think that that people should be paid appropriately for the work they do. And I think tipping kind of ignores that. And I think a lot of employers have gotten used to saying, you get it, make it up in tips. I don't think it's the customer's job. I think it's the employer's job.
Yep. All right. So we have Karen who says, I tip 20% for standard service, more for exceptional service. What gets me is there are tip cups everywhere just to order coffee at Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts. That's overdoing it in my book.
Yeah, again, though, I mean, how do we define service? I mean, it's a complicated, it's a little more complicated than at first blush. I mean, should people be rewarded for doing a good job? The question is, yes, by whom? And I don't know that we've sort of sorted that out completely, but we keep trying.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty, what else we got?
Marquita says, people are outraged when someone doesn't tip, even if the non-tipper received horrible service. When I took jobs cocktailing and serving, I went in understanding and okay with the fact that the only guaranteed income I had was not coming from tips. I hated it. I got out of it. I truly feel tipping should be done away with. Hire great employees and pay them a living wage.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, and if you want to... And look, what I would have, here's what I would do. I would substitute for for tipping cards, which already occur at some places that say, you know, how was your server, give them, rate them on a scale of 1 to 10, and then their compensation at the, you know, that they could earn bonuses or extra meals or whatever it is. So the employer was acknowledging, as well as the public, superior service, but it still goes back to the, and maybe you put in as a customer, you say, look, I'll contribute to the Sunshine Fund or something, where, except that's not going to work, where people get paid more. But I think just an evaluation that says this person did a superior job would then reflect in they would get a bonus that maybe the employer takes a certain amount of slush fund or something and gives it to the employer, the employee of the month or the employee of the week, which is going to convince people to do a better job, work better for him. But the person who really benefits in the long run is the owner.
And yeah, I think kind of sounds like what you're talking about to me, at least, is to treat kind of serving as more of a career than we really do. I mean, you can be
as a professional job,
yeah,
rather than. I mean, do you tip your paper boy? You know, at Christmas maybe. And I also think it offsets the notion that somehow the only reason you do a good job is if there was if there's money involved in it. And I think that's counterproductive. Again, you hear that there's something uncomfortable about tipping as far as I'm concerned.
Yep. All right. Karina says, always tip unless it was very poor service. I usually tip $5 on all pizza orders and 15-20% at restaurants.
I don't know how much the pizza costs, though. That may be a very lavish tip or very, you know, if it's a $50.
It's kind of little.
Well, I don't know. If it's a $50 pizza, then it's pretty chintzy. If it's a $20 pizza, that's 25%. So I think it depends on what you have on your pizza.
That's true.
What your toppings are.
Yep.
Your toppings determine your tip. Tips for topping. I just made that up. Keep going. It was kind of irrelevant, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All right, you got one more or not?
I got a couple more.
All right, so we'll do it. So send us more emails. Hopefully this is sort of stimulating your little brains. And I will tell you all about Hamilton as part of our gala entertainment section tomorrow. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.